Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
How did Chrissy Blaise get into astrology?
Well, it seems to have been a lifetime thing, really. It's one of those, I first saw a chart when I was only 14. My aunt was into things like that, and she showed me a chart, and it was kind of a weird thing because I just seemed to recognize it. I understood it. But since then, it's been a lifetime of learning. I studied, as you say, in Faculty of Studies in London, Astrological Studies, and I've taught astrology and I've written about it. And it's great because I've been able to help people with many issues. But after a while, I realized that my main interest was to help people, not just to sort of answer questions about their relationships and so on, which is important for all of us, but to help them to grow, to get through the difficulties, the challenges, the opportunities. And this is called a type of astrology called evolutionary astrology. And this is what I'm really interested in. Astrology tends to follow patterns.
Mm-hmm.
They're patterns of our karma, which are gained through the many lives. And in this life, an astrologer can look at a person's chart and see the patterns and help people to avoid falling into the same traps over and over again, which we tend to do. So,
well, as you got into this and your aunt helped you along, did you have anybody who was truly influential in your studies that really helped you along?
With astrology, I was kind of very much a loner, I suppose.
Yeah.
I was at the college, but I did a lot of studies on my own. I got into charts. So, no, I think it was mainly my aunt, and then later on I met Dr. King, my spiritual teacher, my master, and he helped me in other ways but connected to astrology, learning about a person's growth and evolution, so I suppose you could say that.
Was astrology trial and error for you? Did you get better and better and better the more you did it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, when you start, it's very concerning because you're dealing with somebody's life here, and you certainly can't take it lightly. But on the one hand, astrology can be a very helpful guide if you, in a very short period of time, you can help people. But if you're looking at a whole chart and somebody has some really in-depth questions, then that can be difficult, and it takes many years, I found, to really hone it down. I mean, I know an astrologer who's a very good analytical astrologer, but he didn't have the intuitive approach, and he said to somebody once, you'll try something twice, and you haven't succeeded, but the third time you will, and that person committed suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So you can see patterns, but you've got to look deeper than that. You've got to, you know, use your intuition, and it takes a while to develop that, really.
Tell me the about the title to your book, Earth Astrology's Missing Planet. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, I think the Earth is a planet that traditional astrologers don't take into account. And over the years, I've been teaching classes, and people have often said to me, students have often said, why don't we take the Earth into account? And it seems obvious, because here we are on the Earth. We're touching this planet every day of our lives. And yet in astrology, we take into account the farthest planet, like Pluto, but not the Earth. So it doesn't really make sense. And then I remember also when I was young, my great aunt left me some books, and one of them was, you probably know the book, George Alice Bailey book called Esoteric Astrology.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one of the classics.
It's kind of difficult to understand because it's a whole different approach to astrology, but there's one line that just caught my attention, and that is, there will come a time, and I'm paraphrasing here, when astrologers will have to take into account the influence of the Earth. And that always, you know how you read something, George, and it kind of sticks with you over the years? It just stuck with me. And I kept thinking, well, I was waiting for someone to come up with an analysis of the Earth in person's horoscope. And they never did. And finally, a couple of years ago, I wrote the book. So there could be other information out there. I'm sure there is. But I think my book is probably quite unique in the way that it's written.
And you believe the Earth is a living specimen, basically. It's the Gaia theory, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's so much evidence of this. Now, of course, in the past, wise people knew that the Mother Earth was a living intelligence, highly advanced, more alive than any of us, you could say. And you're right. It was the Gaia hypothesis by James Lovelock, I think it was, in 1979. He proposed the idea, first of all, well, actually not first of all, but he did propose it fairly recently, that the Earth is a single living entity. And actually before him, in the 18th century, James Hutton described the Earth as a type of superorganism. And there are many, many other examples about the Earth's breathing. This is very interesting. John Nelson wrote a book called The Breathing Earth, and he put together a year's worth of seasonal transformations of the Earth and what these look like from outer space. And once these are arranged in a sequence, you can see the Earth's in and out movement as if she is breathing. And also in 2008, I think it was, fairly recently, a website called space.com published a news item that said the Earth's atmosphere was known to breathe in a cycle lasting nearly a month. But now scientists are saying that the planet takes a quick breath every few days, which was unexpected. So these are evidence of what the indigenous cultures, many of them believed, and many mystics have believed for centuries, that the Earth is a very advanced living being. And you just have to look at the Earth and realize that she's so abundant and is able to give us everything we need on this planet.
She's been good to us. I wish we'd been good to her, but she's been good to us.
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. I mean, she really has been incredibly given us everything we need, and we take her for granted. And this is the big point of this book, actually. It's not just to tell you what the Earth means in your horoscope, which I think is important, but also to gain that reconnection with the Earth, which we've lost for the most part. Not everybody, of course, but I'm just looking at the planet as a whole. We just take the Earth for granted as like a something to take as much as we can from and not even think about giving anything back.
How important are the planets to astrology?
Well, the planets are everything, yeah.
I
believe they're all living intelligences, and they're constantly radiating out their energies throughout the solar system, and they create a kind of cosmic symphony, and these energies are constantly, of course, as above, so below, affecting not just humanity, but all life on this planet and life on the other planets too. And what people don't seem to realize is that all the planetary influences we go through, and most people know of some, like they know about the new moon and the full moon, they know about Mercury retrograde and various things like that. All of the things that happen to us are good. They're designed to help us to grow. But because we're so out of whack with what we should be doing on this planet, then sometimes they're very painful, the periods we go through.
How important is Earth in the astrological chart? Or are they all important?
Yeah, they're all important. I mean, the sun is the most important. The sun is the life giver, obviously. It's our vitality. It's our creativity. And sometimes when people say, well, I'm nothing like my sun sign, which is often the case, my feeling is that when I say to them, well, actually, you should be. The first thing we need to do is embrace the power of our sun sign. And that's really, I mean, astrology is complex. You can study it for lifetimes and you still can't get to the bottom of it because you're looking at the whole cosmos, the solar system at least. And but just knowing your sun sign and really understanding that and really embracing it and kind of using it as a tool is very important. But the Earth is also opposite the sun. And it's extremely important, I've discovered, in my analysis of this.
Now, when you do astrological readings on people, you'll do that next hour with our listeners. Do you use the planets? What do you use?
Well, actually, if they're just giving me their birth date, the month and the day I think they're going to give me, all I can use really is I use the sun. And I kind of know what's happening now in the heavens. So I put their sun in the middle of the chart of today and can look at kind of more or less what's going on very, very quickly.
Are constellations important to astrology?
Not really so much for Western astrology. It's Vedic astrology uses the constellations, but Western astrology doesn't. Use the constellations, even though it's very confusing because the signs of the zodiac have the same names as the constellations, but they're completely different, actually.
I mean, all of us have a birth sign. How important is that? Like, I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, I thought you must be a Gemini, George.
How'd you know that?
Well, you're like the messenger, aren't you? This is your destiny, is to communicate.
At least one of them is.
That really is the sun, and your opposite planet is Sagittarius, interestingly, if you're Gemini. So it's like, with a Gemini, when you're younger, you're probably into everything, right? Everything.
Always inquisitive.
Inquisitive, yeah. You're asking the question why, and you're into this and into that and to the other. But the Earth sign in Sagittarius is moving you into a sort of a focused direction. And not everybody makes it. But you obviously did, because this is your destiny that you're here. Obviously, the paranormal subjects is probably something that you've been interested in all your life, I would say.
Yep, sure has been.
You're where you're meant to be.
Is astrology something that will be for somebody or could be in terms of predictions?
Well, are you saying is it fatalistic or not?
Well, not necessarily fatalistic, but I mean, is it changeable?
It's changeable, absolutely.
If you do a reading on somebody, does it mean it will happen or it could happen?
Yeah, it's interesting you ask that because people who don't believe at all in astrology, it probably will happen. They'll fall into it.
Right.
But if you are aware of even small things, you can actually avoid traps you could fall into. And this is the type of astrology I do. If I see, for example, somebody is coming out with a difficult health period next year, then I can sort of focus on helping them to, you know, overcome their bad habits health-wise and get into a routine of, you know, people still have to do it, but, you know, I can suggest certain things that can alleviate the period that's coming up. If it's a relationship problem, you can sort of bring up things in advance where they can sort of sidestep it, not sort of fall into it. So it helps you to change what could be, if you know what I mean.
Chrissy, has the computer world helped astrologers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, fantastically. The great thing is now that everybody can be an astrologer just by getting some computer software. So when I trained, it was in the 80s in London, we didn't use computers. We had to use logarithms and so on. And that was kind of fun. But everything's so much easier now and quicker now. I think this is a good thing. It's part of this age in which we're living, you know, that things are fast, they're quick. And because astrology is so useful to everybody, just to even know a little, then I think it's a great thing. Yeah.
How do you use astrology for yourself?
Well, I use it quite a lot. How do I use it for myself? I look at where the planets are, where they are today. I'm looking.
Do you do it every day?
Right now, I'm looking at them and thinking this is a fantastically powerful day for me, actually. And I sort of see where Mars is sitting right on my sun, and that means that Mars is the energy, is the planet that gives you energy, and it's a time to begin things, and the sun is your vitality and your creativity. So together, this is a kind of a power day for me. I look at that.
Now, do you do this every day?
No, I can't say I do. No, I'm not that interested. But for major, for myself, actually, for major alignments and things like the new moon, I'd like to know where that is. Actually, tomorrow's a new moon, so this is good for everybody. It's in Virgo, and it's a very good time to begin things, to plant seeds, if you like, not just in the garden, but you know, in your life. That's a kind of a new moon type of thing to do.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.